Thank God, bless the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Let's have prayer here, and then we'll go read the scripture. Father, bless the singing, bless the word this morning. May you help me, God. I need your touch and power. I need, God, your presence on me. Help, God, this message, Lord, to be effectual in the hearts of them that hear it. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to read out of Micah chapter 5, and then I'm going to read out of Luke chapter 2. And Micah 5 is the book right after the book of Jonah in the Old Testament. And Micah 5 is a prophetic word from the prophet of God. And of course, it's from the Lord. And this is what he said in the book of Micah chapter 5, verse 2. He said, "But thou, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though there be a little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall be he come." That's talking about Christ, the Messiah. "He come forth unto me is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth, notice this, have been from of old and from everlasting." Now, and so he's saying this was set up. This is the way God set this up. That the Messiah would come and he'd be born in Bethlehem. That's what he testified here in chapter 2. In fact, the word Ephratah just simply means is another name for Bethlehem, which means fruitful. But of old, it means before time. Amen. There's never been a time that there wasn't God. There wasn't the Trinity. Amen. There wasn't the Godhead. And through the Godhead, thank God, that's where the Messiah come, because he was him. And we find here too, in everlasting, this means he's eternal. Amen. Even though he took the body of a man, he's an eternal God. And I bless God for that. Look at Luke 2 this morning, if you will. I'm going to read a few verses here and preach what God's put on my mind this morning. The Bible said in verse 2, chapter 1, it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. It just means saying they was going to tax the world and had to enroll. Amen. As far as going back to the place they was born, they had to go enroll. Amen. Prepared. And not only was it for taxes, but for military also as they had to enroll and they took census. Amen. And then he said this, and the this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And so we find here that this Cyrenius is a Roman here. That was the governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one, to his own city. That was the command. Reading the word decree just basically means that. An ordinance, a command, a law. Amen. From Caesar Augustus. Amen. The Bible said to it in verse 4, "And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth. And the Judea unto the city of David." This was called Bethlehem, the city of David. That's where he lived. And we know, brother, listen, that the lineage of David, amen, come right in what it said right there. He said, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. He was a kindred in that line of King David. Then he said this in verse 5, to be taxed. This is Joseph and Mary going back to Bethlehem to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife. The word espoused, this means that she was betrothed. There was a contract for a future marriage. It usually runs about a year, so we find here that they go back. Amen. She's with child. And the Bible said, being great with child. Then he said this in verse 6, and it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And so while they were there, they said she should be delivered. Verse 7 says she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. It was just, and the guest chamber was full. There was nothing, it was not nothing there for him to stay in. They went, amen, to a stable, if you want to use that, the word a stall. Amen. And Christ was born in the stall. But listen, everything in here, and you know this in biblical truth, that God had set this up. And everything in every point and every way of God, He sets it up. And we find here in this text in verse number 6, this is what I'm talking to you about. It says, and so it was while they was there. Amen. I want to say this morning that there's a there. Amen. That God works within. And He sets up that. That's the God. Listen. While they was there, why did they go there? To be taxed. Why did they go there to be taxed? Because it was commanded. Thank God for them to go there. If you go back in your life, you see, amen, the course of God, the steps that God set up, amen, that a man would be there. Amen. Thank God. Listen, you can't get it unless you're there. It's just like Elijah. He said, go to the brook Cherith. Amen. The ravens is going to feed you there. And he had to be there to get it. And listen, friend, it's just a fact. Amen. You go back and trace the steps that God set up for your life. And this say, I'm there. That's where I am. I'm there. Where God set it up. Where God appointed it. Amen. Where I am this morning is just simply the hand of God. That's all I can say. Things and listen, God don't tell me what He's going to do. Amen. He just gets me there, and thank God that I can be a part of it. And that's exactly the way God works. If you go back in your life, amen. God, and how God gets a man there, how did He get them there? Well, He set it up, amen, for them to be taxed. This was the city that was prophesied by Micah that our Lord would be born in. And thank God He was born there. Somebody said, why do you believe the scripture? Well, I want to tell you this. I believe it's inspired. And I believe the Bible, thank God, is an inspired word of God. But I believe this. I believe the prophecies have been fulfilled in Christ. And that's why I believe it too. Amen. What was said come to pass. Amen. Listen, they can't explain that. And a prophet Isaiah, a prophet Micah, thank God, the prophets of God, amen, prophesied what would come to pass, and it came to pass. Amen. I'm telling you this morning, thank God, what happens is because God, amen, set it up, thank God, for this to come to pass. Amen. Listen, Genesis 3:15 said, thank God, amen, there the seed of woman. Amen. Thank God. And listen, that's talking about the Messiah. It's talking about Christ. That He would come from the seed of a woman that had no earthly father. Thank God be born in this world. Thank God to die, friend, that mankind would be saved.
Amen. Yes, sir.
That's right. That's the way it is. Yeah. I'm going to tell you something this morning. Somebody asked me, could I miss being there? I could miss being there. There's things that I've missed. I think God still allows it and His purposes are fulfilled. But when Thomas wasn't there, remember when Jesus appeared in John 20, He come into the room. Amen. Listen. God showed Himself to them, showed His hands, and so, God knew them. Amen. They knew it was the resurrected Christ. He didn't knock on the door that time. He just come in. Amen. He had a resurrected body. Amen. And listen, I'm telling this. God, Thomas wasn't there. Amen. But listen. God, they told him that Jesus came. And remember what He said? I will not believe it till I see it. Amen. That's what He said. Amen. But thank God, 8 days later, here He comes again and He shows Himself. Amen. To them. Amen. To Thomas. God. And Thomas was there. Amen. Listen. Amen. That was the purpose of God. He might show Thomas. What was Thomas? He's a doubter. Amen. That's right. He showed the doubter. Thank God, the prince in His hand. Thank God, the person in His side. Amen. He said, you can't touch me. Don't find out where He did. Amen. But I tell you this, he could have. Thomas wasn't there, but he was 8 days later. He seen him. What did he say? He confessed, "My Lord and my God."
Yes, sir.
That was what his confession was. This is, can I say it, and I'm not adding to the Bible. He was saying, "This is my Lord and my God." That's what he was saying. "This is my Lord and my God." Amen. Listen, there's things in my life that I've been through in life. Amen. And did not know why I was going through them. I had no idea, why am I going through this? Lord, where are you at? Why am I facing this? But the whole thing was, God was getting me there. T-H-E-R-E, there. There's a place. It's a place. Amen. He's got me there. He got Elijah there by the brook, thank God. Amen. Listen, Elijah the Tishbite hid himself from Ahab the king. But he held by the brook, and God got him there. He sustained him there. He blessed him there. But the brook dried up. And listen, hey, God, in your life, there'll be some things that have to dry up to move you on.
Yes, sir.
So he said, "Go to Zarephath." Told Elijah that. "Go to Zarephath. I have commanded a widow woman to feed thee there." Amen. It had to be there. Amen. Listen, brother, this the there thing. I'm just telling you this morning, I'm not living to try to get there. He's going to get me there.
Yes, amen.
That's just the way it works. In your life and my life, the things you go through in life, amen, are to get you there. And God, why? Because that's where he is. Amen. He'll be there. He said, "I commanded her to feed." When he got there, she's out gathering sticks. Amen. He said, "Amen, come to her." And she said, "I'm gathering, amen, these sticks." Amen. "We got a little handful of meal in a barrel." Amen. All the crew. Amen. Listen. Thank God. And she said, "I'm going to make me a cake for me and my boy to eat." Amen. Thank God that we might eat and die. What she said. But because he was there.
Yes. Yes. Come on.
And he knew God was there. He said, "Well, make me go and do that and make me a cake first." And this is what he said. God, I'm paraphrasing. "God will keep meal in your barrel and oil in your cruse till it rains." But that, have you seen where I'm coming from? There in the process of God in your life, amen, there's brook experiences. It dries up. And God, there's verified experiences. Amen. Listen, it sustains us. Amen. Thank God, listen. After that, thank God, in chapter 18, amen. Thank God, that's where they got in the battle at the war. Amen. Listen, thank God, with Ahab and the prophets of Baal. Amen. Listen, and God was there with him. Amen. Listen, and then he got discouraged in the next chapter. And then he ran. And then when God took him up, amen. Listen, everything you go through in life is to get you there. Amen. That's what you've got to see. The reason this is a great thing, what I'm talking to you about. Sometimes you wonder where God's at in your life.
Yes, sir, that's the truth.
Sometimes you wonder, why am I going through this?
Yes.
Sometimes you wonder, I don't know what to do in it. Well, he does.
Yes, he does.
Sometimes just sit and wait. Don't force something that ain't there. Why in the life? I believe this. I believe everything in my life. A point.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Good times and bad times.
Yes, sir.
George, right.
Yep. Amen.
That's right.
I can say this too. Wrestling with the flesh and sin. And living into the grace of God. We're all under grace if you're saved. Sure. You still got the flesh. It ain't no good. But you wrestle with it.
Yes,
Paul said, "I'm a miserable man because of these things I want to do, I don't do." God allows that.
Yes,
you see, it's to get you there.
Yes, sir.
And listen, I sometimes wonder if I'm growing in grace. I say, Lord, I don't feel like I'm going no further. And then I look back and I see where he's got me now. And I say, wait a minute, I ain't there where I used to be. I'm here now. I'm there now. And the whole thing is, it's God working in me. And bringing these things in me. Amen. And brother, I'm just saying this. I don't see how in the world, amen, that some of the things in my flesh and what I go through to get there, amen, hey God, how can God use that sometime? But he does.
Yeah.
You never know what daytime is unless you've been to a nighttime.
Yes. Amen.
You never know what forgiveness is.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Until you forgive. That's right.
Yes, sir.
God bless it. Everything, listen. Joseph and Mary, he went there. I know that he knew she was great with child. Amen. And I guess in his own mind, it's a possibility. Hey, God, because we got to go back now, she could have the child. I wonder if he knew Micah 5 too. I don't know. But I'm telling you this. Thank God there was a prophetic word by Micah. This is going to happen. And he got them there for it to happen. Amen. Would they have been there if they hadn't been taxed? I don't know. I tell you what, he had got there one way or another. Amen. Because God said it was going to happen. And then I tell you, it'll happen when God says it'll happen. And brother, listen, when he got there, there wasn't no room in the inn because God shut him out of there. Now you can say what you want to and call me what you want to. But the reason that a lot of things don't happen is the door shut.
Yes, sir.
He'll shut the door on me and you.
Yes, he will.
To get you there. You and I know we are weak. We'll take the easiest way out we can.
Yes, sir.
Even Jesus, and being a man, in the Garden of Gethsemane, he comes to complete submission to the Father's will as he sweat great drops of blood. Amen. But Jesus had to get there. He had to get there. It was going to be that. It's going to be that. Amen. Listen, I don't like to face it. I mean, I'm just as honest. I like comfort. I don't like
amen,
it.
Brother.
But the fact of it is, if you're going to go anywhere with God, he's going to have to get you there. Amen. Because you'll never die to self until you submit yourself. Amen. To what God wants in your life. Amen. And I tell you, I can tell you some things God wants. He wants complete submission to it.
Yes, sir.
And that's what he wants. That's what he got out of the Son of God. He learned subjection by suffering. He suffered. He wept tears. And I think what's happened today, and I don't want to get off on all this, is we've made church entertainment. We've made church fun instead of reality.
Amen.
And where we at with God and what we need. And it ain't all this hoopla stuff.
Yes,
I'm not a cheerleader, I'm a preacher.
Amen.
I'm not an actor, I'm a preacher. All right, this is the truth. I ask myself sometimes, is my makeup too hard? God made it. You can't be nothing you ain't. You've got to be who you are.
Yes, sir.
And that's just the way it is. So that's why I don't judge people quickly on their mannerisms of preaching. That's the way God made them. Amen. Some people like his style. Some people don't. It ain't got nothing to do with the style. So what's being said in it.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. That's the whole thing. And when it comes down to it, amen, like that one old person said, amen, something young child come to meet one time. Amen. Years ago. It's been years ago. And that's the first time they ever heard somebody preach like this. Amen. It was probably a little bit more wild than then. And they said, what the preacher man at? No, I ain't mad. I'm just straight with the truth. Amen. I'm glad God inserted some grace in me. And I'm glad he's invested in me through his own will.
Yes, sir.
And he's interested in me and you today. He's interested in you. He's interested in getting you there. Brother Larry Fitch laid on the bed this morning. He's probably just not too long from going to be with the Lord.
Amen.
But God, listen, God had to get him from where he was. Don't get upset with me. Gospel's not limited to the South. But God had to get him here with his wife that come to this church. He was an Episcopalian. He told me he had a father, which the father is God. That's the only father. But them men call themselves father in the Episcopal church.
Yes, sir.
He said, "Father so-and-so." That's what he said. Amen. Miss Linda told me the other night, he said he used to hate them people testifying at church. I know why he hated it. He didn't have it.
Yes.
Amen. Buddy, I'll tell you, the Holy Ghost got to working on that brother.
Yeah.
And I mean, son, he got to tenderizing his heart. Why? Because he was there.
Right.
Who put him there? God did.
Right.
Who worked him there? God did. Right. Amen. Who got him there? God did. Amen. Listen, friend. Amen. He tells it all the time. Amen. The other night. Amen. I was there. I got Thursday. Last Thursday. It's been a week ago. God, he was sitting up in a chair. And he said, "I've got out of the bedroom today and got in here." And I said, "That's the bedroom. The Holy Ghost come to you." And he said, "That's it." Amen. He come right to me. Amen. He said he come right to me.
Yeah.
I mean, listen. Yeah. He's told me, thank God. He said, "I'm glad I know, thank God."
Yeah.
Amen. I'm ready to meet God. Amen. But he had to get there to get there. Yeah. Amen. Listen. And you have to get there with him to get there with him.
Yeah.
Amen. He's the only way.
Yeah.
There's no other way this morning. It's got to be Christ.
Yeah.
It's got to be Jesus.
Yeah.
You got to have to get there.
Yeah.
He's already been there. He resurrected there. And he lived there.
Yes.
And he'll live in you if you'll come to him.
Amen, brother.
But I'll tell you this. He'll have to get you there to get you there. Are you there? You here this morning? You say, "I was there." You know who was there the day I got saved? Me and God. I was there. I can take you to the place I thought about the other day of how much I wanted God and didn't know how to get him. And how much I wanted to know I was saved or anything in this life and didn't know how to do it. And still, amen, it was just a divine revelation of the grace of God in Christ. Amen, that showed me my sinful condition. That showed me the only remedy was the Son of God. He had already died for me. He had already resurrected. I didn't know nothing. I didn't know nothing. But thank God when he showed it to me and turned the light on in me and opened the blinded eyes, I was there. Amen. He was too. See, I'm going to give you this about Brother Larry. Nobody led him in a prayer. Nobody told him to read a verse. Why don't we believe God and say, if Jesus is there, that's all they need? You know what? He's got assurance this morning. He don't have to wonder, well, I've done this or that right, because it wasn't him, it was who come to him. Listen to me. If you doubt this morning, it's because you're doubting. You're thinking about what you have done or what you hadn't done.
That's right.
Salvation is based on what he's already done.
Yes, amen.
That's right.
Brother, listen. There ain't nothing else he can do. He's already done it. When he said it's finished, he finished what he said. On the cross, he cried, "It is finished." Even the Roman soldier said, "This truly, this is the Son of God."
Yes, sir.
Why? He was there. Who was there? John was there. His mother was there. Other women was there. Who was at the tomb? The women went. They were there. And listen, friend. He put you in that position. that you might witness and see you. Thank God he's there. Amen. I'm telling you, that's how it works. He has to do it that way. Thank God, because if he didn't, it'd be a mess you trying to do it.
Yes.
So he said this. And so what? So it was that while they were there, where Bethlehem? That's what Micah said. Micah said he'll be born in Bethlehem. He'll be the ruler of the Jews. Amen. Listen, he'll be the Savior of the world. Thank God. Notice what he said here. I will read a few verses and I'll be through. So they go that after he's born, the angel made great proclamation to the shepherds. Well, verse 8, and there were shepherds in the same country, shepherds binding in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night. They were there in the field. Notice this here. I'm going to turn to verse 11 here. And this is what they said, verse 10. An angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Notice this, probably the shepherds. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. He's born this day in the city of David. But they were there to hear the message. You can say what you want to. God has some shepherds. And they weren't the only shepherds. But in that group of shepherds, they were there. If you can grab hold of that in your own mind this morning, and I mean get a hold of what I just said, that day that you were there, you was there at that funeral of Lynn Cranfield as a pallbearer. You was there. And the gospel was there. And Jesus was there. I don't even know who were the pallbearers, who they were. But they might have been there and never heard what you heard there.
Right. That's right.
Yes.
Right.
That's amazing. Really, I'm telling you this morning, it's God being there where you're at. It's God being there by the bed up there for Miss Linda to help her as her husband goes off into a church.
It's true.
He says he's been the best husband. That's a good testimony. He's been the best husband. That's what she said. That's a good testimony. Here's the last words. Brother, I love you. Listen, I went there the other day and he could talk a little. And he saw me, could hardly open his eyes, and this is what he said. How's my brother in Christ? That's good. Hey man, listen. God will get you there. You might try to run from him, but he knows how to get you there. And he knows what to do when he gets you there. Because he's getting you there for a purpose. God never put anybody anywhere just to put them there. Listen, you're not born into the Parker family just to be born there. He put you there. That's where you're at. Amen. You become a resident. You was born one. Listen, that's because God done that. He put you there. He put you there. Amen. Listen, brother, God does that. God put me there. I called to preach when I was 26 years old, started preaching on the radio. WRNA picked up It's a 9 o'clock hour. On a Saturday morning, it took 15 minutes. God put me there. I know several preachers that give my name to this church. Charlie Gibson was one of them. Nelson Wright. I preached for them. Brother Charlie went to Tabernacle. But Canaan Baptist was, I preached for them in June 1989 when the pastor was gone for like four services. Bobby Parker sat on that pew there at Canaan Baptist. And Brother Shirley said, Reverend Wilson, he's true. He went with, he was an interim pastor. He didn't take the church. 1989, August 1989, Bobby Parker walking through the woods said, the Holy Ghost said, you know that young man preached down there at Canaan Baptist the other night? He's looking for the pastor. Tell Shirley. That's how I got there. God sovereignly, in His own mercies, put me there, right here. And I come in from visiting people that night. My wife told me that Brother Shirley had called, and I called him. He said, "Could you preach for us Sunday?" And I said, "Yes, I like preaching." So I preached. Didn't know nothing but Jesus. And preached. He comes to me and said, "Would you stay here till we get somebody?" I said, "Yes, I will." And then he comes to me and said, "I think the people want you to pastor. Would you take it?" I said, "Yeah, believe it will. They want me." I don't know how many people was here that day in the service. Several was at the coast. Probably 12. Maybe 12 people voted. Everybody voted for me. I'll tell you what, God had already done that before I did.
Yes, sir.
And the only way you get there is He gets you there. I can't knock down doors to get there. I can be available, but I can't open the door. In your life, what you're going through and everything you go through, it's about Him being there and having you there for that purpose. It might be some of the hardest trials you ever go through in life. And God says, "I got you right there." Why? Because of that, I'm going to take you there. Do you know where you get strength? By being weak. See, that's the difference. In Christian life, it's different. You got to become weak to be strong.
Yes.
You got to get low to be exalted. Everything you got to give, it's everything's opposite of what the world tells you.
Yes.
But I'm telling this morning, brother, listen, thank God they got to the there because it was already set up. Micah testified of it. Amen. The child was born in Bethlehem. Amen. Listen, thank God, and there was with the angel multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest." But listen, before they could say that, He had to be born. And that's when they witnessed that. And they said it to the shepherds that was there, abiding the flock by night. Somebody said, "Does it matter?" It sure does. It matters. Go back to your life. Just go back to your life. And look at all the things God's done for you because He got you there. There's never been an accident with God. There's never been an accident. God's never made... Listen, God's never tried to do anything. He don't have to try. You talking about a God that said, "Let there, there."
Yeah.
Look at it two ways. Let there, there be light. Were there. And there was there light. He didn't say, "I'm going to try to create this thing." No. He said, "And there was light. And let there be light." Where there? Be light, and there was light. Just by the voice spoken of. And in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. He spake it there.
in eternity. The self-existent God that became man from a virgin's womb, who was God in flesh, to come and die for lost mankind that they could know grace in Christ and be saved by grace.
Amen.
Amen. Lord God.
Brother, say what you want to, but it is true that God allows things in our lives to come up that we might get there. Spiritual growth, God growing you in grace and knowledge and working in your life to bring you there, that you might honor and glorify Him. Amen. Tristan, I remember when you come in as a little one. How old was 15, didn't you? Now you were there, but you're not there no more. You're here. See what I'm saying?
Sure.
You're 15 now. You're not a baby. You could listen. You could have charted your way. That means there's nobody in here could charted their steps in this life. It's all set up by God Himself to bring forth fruit in the Bethlehem of your life. Because that's what it means. And no matter what you go through in this life, and no matter what it takes to get you there, God will do it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. Buddy, I tell you, you better quit doubting God. Don't you doubt God. Don't you live in doubt. Doubt's a sin. He that doubts is damned. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Brother, listen. You can go through the lowest time of your life. You've been through some low times in your life. I've been through some low times. Everybody has. You can go through the lowest time of your life and don't feel a bit of God. But I tell you what, you can trust Him. Mm-hmm. That He's doing exactly what He wants to do with
right.
you.
Cling to the promise.
God bless you for hearing the word. That's what I had on my heart. Let's stand this morning. We'll pray. Something on your heart you need to pray about. They said, I met Him there. I met Him there. Wait a minute. Where'd you meet the Lord? I met Him there. I've heard Brother Robert Parker say, man, he dealt with me, but right here it's where there that my there was. Brother Evans, there was here. Nathaniel. Kayla. Heather. Tasha. Thank God. Thank God. Brother Robert, how about you pray for me?